My name is Brad Workington. I'm the pastor here at Trinity, and we'd like to welcome all our guests. It seems like there's a lot of family gatherings, and you've taken the time to come tonight and to be together with us, and we're so glad you came. I just want to reflect a little bit on Christ, the light of the world. Isaiah chapter 9, verse 2 says this: "People walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of the shadow of death, a light has dawned." 800 years before Jesus was born, these words heralded the coming of one who would save people from spiritual darkness. The picture here is a people who are living in a land of night, a land of darkness, and longing for the dawn to come. Longing for the sun to rise. Tonight, we are remembering the dawn, the day that the Messiah was born. John chapter 1, verse 9 says, "The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him." You would think for people who are stumbling around in the dark that they would recognize the light, that they would be waiting and preparing themselves, and that when the light finally came, that they would know it when they saw it. But it was not so. Although the true light came to bring light to everyone, many did not mark his coming. Many were completely oblivious that the sun had dawned. How is this possible? How can we not notice the sun when it shines? I don't know about you, but when I try to have an afternoon nap, I do my best to block out the sun. I got blinds and heavy curtains. And even that, even when I close my eyes, I have a hard time blocking out the sunlight. So how is it that this light which had come that we had been waiting for when he came, how is it that we did not see? Jesus, in one of his famous sermons, tells us why. In Matthew chapter 6, verse 22 and 23, he says this: "The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body is full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body is full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness?" How is it that we cannot see even when the dawn has come and the sun is shining? Well, Jesus tells us why. It's not a problem with the sun, it's a problem with our eyes. It's a sight problem. It seems to me that Jesus is suggesting here that the reason people don't recognize the light isn't because the light isn't shining, but because they're blind to the light. That they cannot see, that there's something wrong with their sight. So what's Jesus getting at? Well, light in Scripture symbolizes the truth. The truth of who God is and the truth of what God wants for us, his created beings. What he's suggesting here is that we have a damaged ability in our own humanness to recognize the truth, even when it's shining right in our faces. That as people without God, we cannot properly discern what is right and what is wrong, what is true and what is a lie, what is good and what is evil. And that when our eyes aren't working, it plunges us into darkness. All we need to do is turn on the nightly news to see that this is true. He says here that when the eyes aren't working, the whole body is filled with darkness. What Jesus is saying is that just as our human bodies have a hard time interacting with our environment when we cannot see, so we have a hard time knowing how to live without the knowledge of the truth in us, what is right and what is wrong. If our spiritual eyes are blind, we will live our lives stumbling around in darkness, searching for truth but never finding it. And being blind, we will tend to misjudge our surroundings. We'll bump into things and hurt ourselves, or bump into others and hurt them. Being blind means that we will tend to misjudge the world around us, the right ways to live, the right things to say, the right things to do. Jesus says here, how great is that darkness? By great, he doesn't mean how great is that darkness. He means how pervasive, how detrimental, how terrible is that darkness. The good news is that the light has dawned. 2,000 years ago, that light dawned. Jesus was born. This is great news. The bad news, that is that unless our spiritual blindness is also alleviated, we won't see the dawn. But tonight I have even greater news. Jesus didn't just come to bring the light, but he came to heal us of spiritual blindness. John 8:12 says this, I am the light of the world. And then he says this, whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. So how can we deal with our blind condition? Jesus says, whoever follows me will never walk in darkness. Spiritual blindness is cured when we respond in faith to an invitation to follow. Do we want to see Christ? Simply respond to the invitation in faith, and you will see. Tonight we are going to symbolically reenact the day that the light came into this world. So what we're going to do in a moment, I'm going to call for the lights to come off. Actually, Bruce, do you think we could like get those ones unplugged? You have to go up behind. Or Kenny, you want to do that? Kenny's going to do that. Because we want it nice and dark in here. So we're going to reenact the darkness. We're going to call for the lights in a moment. We're going to call for the lights to go off. And this darkness is going to symbolize the darkness of the world without Christ. And not just the world, but also it will symbolize our own spiritual blindness. When we light the Christ candle, it will symbolize that the light of the world has come to earth, that Jesus has been born. I will then ask one of you, it could be any of you, are you paying attention? Because this is your part. I will ask any of you, if you wish, just one, whoever sort of stands up and does it first gets to do it, to come and light the taper. You guys all got your tapers, your small candles? You can come up and light it at the Christ candle. This is to symbolize us responding to the invitation to follow Christ. And then what I'm going to ask is whoever it is that lights that first candle to go and spread the light by lighting another candle, and then just pass it on from person to person until this room is filled with light. Are all the instructions clear? Think you can do that? Okay. Paula, Michelle, would you come up, Kenny? Do you have your paper? Oh, I need a tape.
Tonight is the night for which we have been waiting for. Our Advent wreath will now be completed by the lighting of the Christ candle.
For unto us a child is given, unto us a Savior is born, and the order of the world will be upon his shoulders.
With the birth of Jesus, our lives will forever be changed. The manger is no longer empty. The light has come into the world, and the darkness cannot overtake it. Jesus came to us, a servant, yet a king.
He came to the lowly, the forgotten, the mistreated, the downcast. He came to bring his light into the dark places of our souls, to pull us out of the mud and mire and clean us off, transforming us by his power to make all things new.
We light this candle to represent that Christ truly is the center of our lives.
Who would like to come? I'll walk you up with what little light I have. The Lord's inviting. He's saying, follow me. Now I want you to come to the Christ candle. Careful. All right, go light people's candles. Share your light.